mobile and monitoring.
4HKX, mobile and monitoring.
You out and about making calls?
Well, wait, the first one, I thought that was you, Richard, but I had the radio where I just barely could hear it.
Get the phone with my wife. She's already at work and ready to get at it.
My trip down the mountain, I'm actually over here in Berea right now, so I'm already down the mountain, but hadn't made it to the first stop yet.
This way, headed south, coming up on Lawrence Road.
Well, out there, at least you're heading the opposite way of most of the traffic.
JK4FTU, clear.
Now, I'll still be around. I got a little bit to go unless you're leaving. We're HKX, mobile.
You, mobile, I'm back.
Tonight, last night?
70-something cars. I didn't look at the exact number, but yeah, no incidences.
I'm glad everything seems to be going smooth for you there. I hope it stays that way.
My parts, we will build cars. They cut the other side back a little bit so that we could have parts, because apparently we are the cash cow area.
What somebody else was saying.
She says, where are all those vehicles go? I said, well, they ship them to 160-something countries, and they have for past, I know the last year, but possibly the past 2 years were the biggest exporter of vehicles from the U.S.
See something that big right here in our backyard.
Well, it covered from 101 all the way. So it's not hard to believe it's over 1 million square feet.
I'm having to get on 123 and pay attention to merging into traffic.
I want to be able to talk to you some more. Do what you have to do to stay safe.
It's going first, doesn't it?
But it works. I want to go home with the same number of fingers and the same body parts that I came to work. They might be tired, but I want to go home with the same number of parts.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm going to the Shelby Ham Fest this weekend.
I'm using me with somebody else, because I've never been to the Shelby Ham Fest, and I doubt I'll make it this weekend, because they're going to work Friday night.
If you were going, I'm sorry.
I go, but probably not going to make it.
I went last year, was the first time I went, and it was a little small, but first time back after COVID, so you can expect that. So I'm hoping things are a little bigger this year. Looking forward to it.
It was Dayton or the one in Orlando, either one of those. That's on my bucket list. I hear that Dayton is a multi-day thing.
I wouldn't mind that either, but right now I'm going to stay close to the house.
On that, kind of hoping Anderson has theirs. I don't know if they'll have theirs or not. I know Blue Ridge isn't having theirs.
Information about the Anderson one. I can't look at it right now, but I'm trying to find some way to get it to you.
Probably the second or third Saturday in October if they're going to have it. I've been to it a couple different times. It's not huge, but I like going just because it's down the road, not that far from the house, and I get to ratchet jaw with quite a few people, KK4FTU Mobile.
Definitely good that it's close. And if I remember correctly, you got the dates right, so probably go to their website and look it up.
Touch with one of my friends that lives down the road. He's supposed to have made me a jumper with spade ends on one end and Anderson power connectors on the other end, so I can use my TS 480.
Running without
something. Need to do something to get my antenna up higher. I haven't done anything with it. I got a too many other projects that support the hobby and the livelihood that have gotten in front of it.
There's a way of getting in the way, that's for sure.
In my truck here, I've got a NX700 that's a business radio that I've programmed to talk on the ham radio.
The Motorola, I'm not real familiar with those.
That's one of the reasons I bought the truck. When I went and picked the truck up, the car lot I bought it at, they had taken the radio out, and I said, where's the radio? Oh, we took it out. I said, if you want me to buy the truck, you'll put the radio back in.
I've done a little bit of research on the Kenwoods there, and they look like really nice radios, but man, they're proud of them.
Put it back in the truck because I knew how expensive the radio was if I bought it outright. But the downside to it is you have to plug it into a computer to program it. It doesn't have a dial on it, and it's hard. You can't program in from the microphone or from the face.
One downfall to it, but the wattage the radios are capable of is another upside to that.
Well, I think it's 25 or 35 watts. I don't remember which, but it's got over 200 memory, so you just plan ahead. And I put a bunch of repeaters southeast in or South Carolina in, and a bunch of the like 146.520 and 146.505, a bunch of those.
If you're not going to do a whole lot of traveling with it, you know, 200 channels, what are you going to do with all of them?
Remember what you have, where, and what it is, too. That's it. It's a nice radio. I did upgrade the antenna mast. Had a NMO Nancy Mike Oscar mount on top of the cab, and I put a different mast on it. So if I decide to go to a dual band, I've already got the antenna for it.
But maybe, I don't know, there's not much going on a 70-centimeter band around here, except for digital stuff. There's a couple of digital repeaters around.
I think one of the next things I possibly will do is try and find a screwdriver antenna and possibly put the TS-480 in the truck.
I'm thinking the TS-480 was a bigger radio.
It's got a detachable face, but it's not. It might be 1.5 times bigger than this 2 meter that's in the truck now.
I think I know which radio you're talking about now. But I am getting ready to pull into my first stop this morning. So, Richard, I'm going to say 7-3 is with you. You be safe on the rest of your trip. And it's good to talk to you this morning. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
All right, and we'll talk to you later, KK4FTU, mobile and monitoring.
Gloucester 4, Victor November Mike, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, Tom, ND7J. You're under the power lines, maybe you're not copying.
I'm not Tom, but I am hearing you. I'm copying you. KO4VNM.
Figured I was under the power lines. Tom, you around there? Can you hear me? KZ4M and D7J. Like the other side, the other repeater.
KO4VNM. I'll be clear.